The Food and Drug Administration is asking the makers of 10 antidepressant drugs to strengthen their warning labels. The FDA urges doctors to watch for increased signs of depression or thoughts of suicide in patients who are taking the drugs. Commentator Paul Rayburn has been monitoring those signs in his own family for years.
One spring night, 5 years ago, my 12-year-old daughter Alicia went into the upstairs bathroom, removed 15 pills from a bottle of Tylenol, and swallowed them. It took her several tries to get all 15 pills down. When she finished, she went to bed, turned off the light, and waited to fall asleep. She did not expect to wake up. Alicia had been falling behind in school. She had lost some friends and was sullen and distant at home. She was just going through a difficult period, adolescence, we figured. Her mother and I never suspected she was depressed. The night she took the Tylenol, she woke up with severe stomach cramps and vomiting. We thought it was a bad stomach bug. It took months and another suicide attempt before we realized what was happening. A psychiatrist diagnosed her with major depression and prescribed an antidepressant. It was a huge relief. Alicia was getting care, and with luck, that would be the last of the suicide attempts. But it wasn't the last. There was another, this time while she was on the medication. What was happening? Weren't the medications working? Should we ask the psychiatrist about increasing the dose? Now, evidence is emerging that perhaps antidepressants themselves can trigger a suicide attempt. Millions of children are taking them, and there isn't a single study that can tell parents whether the risks outweigh the benefits. Doctors and government regulators make educated guesses, but they don't know anything for certain. Research studying the risks associated with children taking antidepressants has never been conducted. For now, Alicia has continued on antidepressants, and she's doing much better after a few difficult years. She is a junior in high school, and we're looking at colleges. I did what most doctors recommend. I kept her on the drugs, fearing that without them, her depression could roar back, putting her at far greater risk. But the memory of that night, the Tylenol bottle, and those 15 pills hasn't gone away.
The comments of Paul Rayburn, the author of Acquainted with the Night, A Parent's Quest to Understand Depression and Bipolar Disorder in His Children.